Chapter 9. Traffic Rules. Turnabout. At times, it may be necessary to turn your car around in close quarters, for example, during your driving test or at the end of a dead-end street. To do this, start from the extreme right side of the road. Look for other traffic and, if clear, proceed forward slowly while turning the steering wheel to the left. Stop within several inches of the left curb or the edge of the street. Then proceed backward slowly while turning the steering wheel to the right. Stop within several inches of the right curb or edge of the street. Proceed forward slowly while turning the steering wheel to the left. This should complete your turnabout. If not, repeat the procedures. Speed restrictions. District of Columbia traffic laws provide both a general speed restriction and specific speed limits. You must obey both. No one should drive at a speed greater than is reasonable under the existing conditions, taking into account the actual and potential hazards. In every event, speed should be controlled in order to avoid colliding with any person, vehicle, or other conveyance on or entering the road. No one should drive at such a slow speed they impede the normal and reasonable movement of traffic, except when a reduced speed is necessary for the safe operation of the vehicle or in compliance with the law. Never exceed the posted speed limit. Up to the limit, it is safest to drive at the average speed at which traffic is moving. Studies have shown that the more you depart from the average traffic speed, faster or slower, the greater your chances are of having a crash. More crashes are caused by factors other than speed, but speed increases the severity and extent of damages and injuries. Consider the following facts. Death is 8 times more probable in a crash at 60 miles per hour than at 20 miles per hour. The impact speed in a head-on collision is the sum of the speed of both vehicles. For two vehicles, each going 50 miles per hour, the sum is 100 miles per hour. Hitting a solid stationary object at 60 miles per hour is equal to falling off a 10-story building. Speed limit laws, unless otherwise posted. District of Columbia City streets is 20 miles per hour. District of Columbia alley is 15 miles per hour. District of Columbia school zone is 15 miles per hour. On ordinary highways, 30 to 50 miles per hour. On divided highways, 30 to 55 miles per hour. On interstate highways, 55 to 75 miles per hour. Speed signs. Speed limit signs. Speed limit signs have black letters and numerals on a white rectangular background and are the legal allowable limits. Advisory. Recommended. Speed signs. Advisory speed signs have black letters on a yellow or orange background and often are shown under a warning sign. Advisory speed signs are posted along portions of highways to warn you that conditions may often make it unsafe to drive faster. Although an advisory speed sign does not have the force of law, if you exceed it and have a crash, it may be concluded that you violated the general speed restriction and may be subject to a ticket. Other traffic laws. Safety zones. Never drive through a safety zone, which is an area on a roadway marked by signs for pedestrians only. Always proceed cautiously whenever people are standing, walking, sitting, or bicycling close to traffic. Coasting. Never drive with the gears in neutral or the clutch pedal depressed longer than is needed to shift gears. If you need to react quickly, you may not be able to get the vehicle in gear. School crossing guards and traffic control officers. You must follow the direction of any authorized crossing guard or traffic control officer. School crossing guards and traffic control officers have the authority to stop, control, and guide vehicular traffic. They are most commonly stationed at 72 locations adjacent to schools and event venues or at any other locations deemed necessary. U-turn. You cannot make a U-turn on a curve or hill where the vehicle cannot be seen at least 500 feet away by the driver of another vehicle proceeding in either direction. U-turns are prohibited in the District of Columbia at intersections controlled by traffic lights or on a crosswalk adjacent to such an intersection. Wearing of headsets, earphones, and earplugs, prohibited. A person may not wear earplugs, a headset, or earphones attached to a radio, tape player, CD player, or other audio device while driving a motor vehicle. The use of earphones or earplugs for cellular phones are acceptable. Hearing aid devices are acceptable. Vehicle equipment. Since 1965, the U.S. government has required that all motor vehicles offered for sale in the United States be equipped with various safety equipment and emission control devices to reduce crashes and control air pollution. Under federal and District of Columbia motor vehicle laws, it is unlawful for anyone to remove or alter any safety device or equipment which has been placed upon any motor vehicle, trailer, semi-trailer, or pull trailer in compliance with any law, rule, regulation or requirement of the United States or of the District of Columbia. Remove, alter or otherwise render inoperable any exhaust system emission control device, for example, catalytic converter, gasoline tank filler inlet, or crankcase ventilation device which has been installed by a manufacturer of motor vehicles produced as a 1968 or later model, if the motor vehicle is factory equipped with these devices as required by federal law or by rule of regulation. Seat belt law, click it or ticket. After the law was enacted in 1997, the district had one of the strongest, most comprehensive seat belt laws in the nation. Seat belt usage increased 24%. Injuries were prevented. Lives were saved. It takes a few seconds to fasten a seat belt. It's so simple. Yet it can be the most significant action you can take to protect your life and those you care about. Buckling up drastically increases your chance of surviving a crash. And it's your best weapon against a drunk, tired, or aggressive driver. Seat belts must be worn. The District of Columbia law requires that the driver and all passengers wear seat belts in passenger cars, trucks, tractors, multi-purpose vehicles, or passenger buses. A person may not operate any of these vehicles unless the operator and each occupant is wearing a seat belt. You will be pulled over. Like many other states, district law allows police to stop a vehicle solely because its drivers and passengers are not properly buckled up. $50 fine and 2 points. That's the penalty for not having your seatbelt properly buckled at all times for drivers and all passengers, in front and back seats, with few exceptions. Drivers are responsible for seatbelt compliance for all passengers. Persons with physical disabilities. If a physician licensed to practice medicine determines and certifies in writing that the use of a seatbelt by a person would prevent appropriate restraint due to a person's physical disability or other medical reason, the seatbelt provisions do not apply to that person. The physician's certificate must state the nature of the physical disability and the reason that restraint by a seatbelt is inappropriate. The certificate must be carried in the vehicle. A person who violates the provisions is subject to the penalties of the law. Head restraints. Head restraints are installed to protect from spinal injury, whiplash, which can occur when a vehicle is struck from the rear. Before starting to drive the vehicle, adjust the head rest on your seat to a position directly behind your head. This position varies with each driver, so it's important that the head rest be adjusted to provide you with maximum protection. Some vehicles have high back seats that cannot be adjusted. Child safety seats. In the District of Columbia, the operator of a motor vehicle may not transport any child less than 3 years of age unless the child is properly secured in a child safety seat in the back seat of the vehicle. Airbags. Airbags are important safety devices. They work best when drivers and passengers are properly secured by lap and shoulder belts and are sitting as far back as possible. Most airbags are designed to inflate in a moderate to severe frontal crash. Some crashes at lower speeds may result in injuries, but generally not the serious injuries that airbags are designed to prevent. Lap and shoulder belts should always be used, even in vehicles with airbags. To increase the life-saving capabilities of airbags, always wear safety belts properly, using lap and shoulder belts. Pregnant women should place the lap portion of the safety belt under the abdomen as low as possible on the hips and across the upper thighs. Sit as far away from the steering wheel as practical. Try to maintain 10 to 12 inches from the steering wheel hub to chest. Children age 12 and under should ride buckled up in a rear seat, in a child safety seat or seat belt appropriate for their age and size. Infants should never ride in the front seat of a vehicle with a passenger side airbag. If it is impossible for you to follow these safety tips, it might be better for the airbags to be turned off. People who fall into one of the following risk groups should consider installing an airbag on-off switch. Those who must transport infants riding in rear-facing infant seats in the front passenger seat. Those who must transport children under the age of 12 in the front passenger seat. Drivers who cannot change their customary driving position and keep 10 inches between the center of the steering wheel and the center of their breastbone. Those individuals whose doctors recommend that, due to their medical condition, the airbags pose a special risk that outweighs the risk of hitting their head, neck, or chest in a crash if the airbag is turned on. Work zones. A work zone is an area along a highway where construction, maintenance, or utility work is occurring. Because work zones often are unexpected and sometimes hinder the smooth flow of traffic, they can present a challenge to even the most skilled drivers. It is important for the driver's own safety and the safety of pedestrians and workers that drivers use great care when approaching and 75 passing these sites. Special work zone traffic signs and other devices are set up in advance of where the work is actually taking place and continue beyond the work area. The zone may be either stationary, a bridge is being widened, or maybe a mobile operation that moves down the road slowly from time to time, pavement striping or patching. Usually, temporary devices such as fixed or portable signs, changeable message signs, aero panels, pavement markings, and/or channeling devices, cones, drums, barricades, barriers, etc., are installed to guide traffic safely through the zone. Traffic warning signs in work zones usually are orange. When approaching or driving through a work zone, stay alert for changing traffic patterns and slowing or stopped traffic. Stopped traffic may be hidden around a curve or over a hill. Pay close attention to traffic signs and other devices, such as cones, drums, barricades, barriers, or markings, that are placed to safely guide you through the work zone. Obey the directions of the police and flaggers. When you see signs indicating lane closures ahead, prepare to move from the closed lane. Watch for slower speed limits. Observe what other drivers are doing and avoid sudden moves. Do not weave from lane to lane. Brake gradually to give drivers behind you ample time to slow down. Keep up with the flow of traffic. Be alert for unusual pavement surface conditions, such as rough surfaces, metal plates, uneven pavement between lanes, and drop-offs at the pavement edge. They can make it more difficult for you to control your vehicle. Gradual, controlled movements are best under these circumstances. Maintain a reasonable speed and spacing between vehicles. You may have nowhere to go if you are traveling too fast or following too closely and the vehicle in front of you suddenly slows or stops. Be patient and considerate of workers and other road users. At times, traffic in work zones must be stopped. This usually happens when traffic from opposite directions must take turns using a single lane, when workers or equipment must enter the lane of traffic, or where some work task might be dangerous to passing vehicles. Then, temporary traffic signals might be installed or police stationed to direct traffic. More often, trained and certified flaggers with stop, slow paddles are used to stop, slow, and/or direct traffic through work zones.